Voters in the electorate of Eden Monaro will be the first to choose a new federal MP in the wake of the Black Summer bushfires and the coronavirus pandemic. There's a by-election in the southern New South Wales seat this weekend, triggered by the resignation of Labor MP Mike Kelly for health reasons. Eleni Soltis reports.
When polls open across the Eden Monaro electorate, the prime focus for many locals is the road to recovery in the wake of last summer's devastating bushfires.
Hello, my name is Veronica Abbott and I am the coordinator of Cawma Bushfire Relief Centre.
In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic and social distancing measures, Veronica Abbott is still helping bushfire-affected residents in Cawma, just south of Cobargo.
People who are basically still cobbling together a combination of tents and caravans and maybe a shipping container so that they can still live on the property that is their home.
And it's the winter months.
It's freezing.
Despite the challenges locals are facing, Veronica Abbott says she expects no significant change to come out from the by-election.
If it's anything but a formality, I would pay so much more attention if it was actually a general election. I'd be all over it.
Jenny Robb is a committee member at the Eden Chamber of Commerce. She also runs a kayaking business. She says since the start of January, when tourists were told to evacuate the bushfire-ravaged region, there have been almost no visitors. She's very worried about the looming economic cliff in September, when government coronavirus payments are due to expire.
The fact that they're not willing to let the cat out of the bag before a by-election is a little indicative that they're not going to be there for us post-September.
If the last election is anything to go by, it will be extraordinarily tight. The margin in this traditionally bellwether seat is 0.9%, with Liberal candidate Fiona Kotvoyes presenting a strong challenge to the departing member, Labor's Mike Kelly. This time, Fiona Kotvoyes is putting the government's performance during the pandemic at the centre of her campaign.
When I've been out speaking to businesses all across our electorate, what they've said to me is that without JobKeeper, they would have had to close their doors. The key thing is that the Prime Minister has made it very clear that whatever is needed will be done.
Ms Kotvoyes is up against Christy McBain, the candidate for Labor. She has been a leading voice in the region during the fires as the Mayor of Bega Valley Shire.
Traumatised people should not be spending hours on phone lines talking to different government agencies. We know now more than ever, given how many people the Black Summer bushfires have affected, that there has to be a better response and it has to be led by the federal government.
Local farmer Trevor Hicks is the Nationals candidate. He was selected after the messy stoush between state Liberal MP Andrew Constance and New South Wales Nationals leader John Barilaro, both of whom were vying to contest the by-election at one point. Mr Barilaro is now denying a report he asked his party's voters to preference Labor ahead of the Liberals. Mr Hicks on ABC News Radio is also rejecting the suggestion.
No. We've got people out there handing out how to vote cards, and we've certainly put Fiona Kotvoyes second on that card.
There are more than 110,000 registered voters in Eden Monaro, and more than half of them are in Queanbeyan, where Mr Hicks has been a local councillor for the past 8 years. The bushfires didn't reach these parts. Local solicitor Bill Baker says it's hard to predict how residents in Queanbeyan will vote.
Queanbeyan does have the comfort of the ACT Federal Public Service alongside, and we've got a strong state public service presence in Queanbeyan as well. That's not to say, though, that we're not sympathetic to the plight of our neighbours on the coast and further south. So it's hard to tell, but I think that there'll be some subtle differences.
But it's that subtle difference which will make Eden Monaro a tight race.
Eleni Soltis with that report.